Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Earth First versus FBI trial continues. Combative FBI bomb specialist defies lawyers. Attorneys for Oakland Police and Earth First activist Judy Berry last Tuesday formed an unlikely alliance in an attempt to discredit trial testimony by an FBI bomb specialist who steadfastly denied he shaped a controversial investigation into a still-unsolved 1990 car bombing. Despite the combined attack on his credibility over 3 days of testimony, career FBI bomb specialist Frank Doyle refused to budge from his courtroom contention. Doyle, combative at times, repeatedly denied misleading Oakland investigators into believing that Berry and companion Daryl Cherney were violence-prone environmental radicals who were probably guilty of transporting a pipe bomb that exploded on May 24, 1990, blowing up Berry's station wagon and leaving her permanently injured. "We went there to help. That was my only role," Doyle said. Doyle has been the primary witness in an ongoing trial of a false arrest and civil rights violation lawsuit that is finally before a federal jury after a decade of legal wrangling. FBI Special Agent and bomb technician Frank Doyle's Monday testimony was riddled with lapses of memory and contradictions to his previous testimony and deposition, to others' testimony, and to written reports. Regarding the bomb car's back seat brought into the courtroom for the jury to view, which he'd earlier stated had the bomb placed a foot or so away from it, he admitted, "I don't see what I could term bomb damage." Doyle claimed never to have said the bomb was behind the driver's seat, but chose language never before heard in this case, on the axis of the seat back. He also reiterated his deposition testimony that Judy's guitar case was blown to pieces, while a photo of the mostly intact guitar case beside the car at the bomb scene remained displayed on the video screen for the jury. Oakland City Attorney Maria B. Tuesday attacked Doyle's credibility by citing a series of inconsistencies between earlier sworn statements he gave at pretrial hearings and his courtroom testimony. She concluded by reading aloud from one document in which Doyle acknowledged he was testifying as an expert. The FBI's bomb school, held a month before the car bombing, included a field day in which cars were blown up with bombs under them and inside them, was overseen by Frank Doyle. The bombing was conducted on clear-cut land owned by Louisiana Pacific Timber Company near Eureka, California, where the head of security was a former bomb school student of Doyle's, Frank Wigington. When a bomb went off a couple of weeks later at LP's Cloverdale Mill, no law enforcement agencies conducted any investigation. When the bomb went off in Judy's car, Doyle was coincidentally in the area and arrived soon after with some of his students. This lawsuit charges the FBI with failing to gather any information on people other than those they were intent on framing. For instance, no fingerprints were taken from the mostly intact bomb at the Cloverdale Mill or from the sign found with it. When the Lord's Avenger letter arrived, describing both bombs and claiming credit for both, it was dusted for fingerprints, but they were never compared or analyzed. Daryl Cherney describes Louisiana Pacific Timber Company as having been, prior to the bombing, Judy Berry's number one adversary in protecting the ancient redwoods. In FBI Special Agent Philip Senna's testimony last Wednesday, the courtroom was shocked to hear him dismiss his failure to follow up on leads given him by Daryl Cherney based on the death threats Judy had received or even write them down in any record. Though he would later admit to be the case agent in charge, he said, "I wasn't in charge of the case, didn't know what was going on, and furthermore, I wasn't at all that interested." Wednesday morning's testimony began with Lisa Berry, daughter of Judy, who was 9 years old when the assassination attempt occurred. Berry, Ayers, and Cherney seek unspecified damages from three Oakland police investigators and six FBI agents, including Doyle, whom they accuse of framing the two well-known activists in a bid to discredit the then-fledgling Earth First movement in North Coast timber country. Portions of this story were written by Mike Janella of the Press Democrat. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't compromise in the face.